Masechet Midot Perekeh Mishnah Gimel, the last two Mishnayot in the Masechet is going to talk about the different rooms that were in the Beit HaMikdash. Mishnah says, Shesh Leshakot Hayu Ba'azara, Shalosh Basafon, Veshalosh Badarom. There were six different chambers or rooms in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, three of them in the north and three of them in the south. Of course, there were many more than six rooms in the Beit HaMikdash. What we're referring to over here is in the courtyard where there were three different conditions were met. Number one, they were built in the courtyard, not within the walls. Number two, they were on the ground level. And number three, they opened directly into the courtyard. Shebadarom lishkat hamelach, lishkat haparva, lishkat hamedihim. The three in the south were the chamber or the room of salt, the room of parva, and the room of the rinsers. Now we'll explain each one of them individually. Lishkat ha-melach, sham hayu notnim melach la-korban. In the room of salt, they would use it for storage of the salt that they would have to salt the skins of the korbanot. They would salt the skins to process it and turn the raw hides into leather. Lishkat ha-parva, sham hayu molhin orot kodashim. In the chamber of the parva, the room of parva, they would actually salt the skins of the kodashim, of the korbanot. They became the property of the kohanim. Even though salting the skins wasn't part of the avodah, the service of the korban, and the skins don't have that holiness, don't have that kedusha, they were salted in the Beit HaMikdash itself, and not taken back home by the Kohanim and then salted back at home, because there would be a substantial loss to the Kohanim. The hides would have spoiled. We call this the room of Parva. Bar Tinura brings down, there was a man who was a mechashef, he was a sorcerer. His name was Parva, and he's the one who built this room through his magic, through his sorcery, and therefore we call it by his name. Others bring down that the Rambam brings down, no, that this person, Parva, was a man who attempted to sneak into the Beit HaMikdash to watch the Kohen Gadol and watch everything he was doing in the service of Yom Kippur with the Ketoret, and he was discovered and he was killed in this room. Ve'al gaga haya Beit HaTvila leKohen beYom HaKippurim. On the roof of the Beit HaParva, of the Lishkat HaParva, there was a mikveh that the Kohen Gadol would use to dip in a mikveh on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he dips a number of times at different points, and he would do most of the dips in the mikveh in this spot. Lishkat ha-medihim, shesham hayu medihim kirveh ha-kodashim. In the room of the rinsers, they would rinse out the stomachs of the kodashim before they would bring them on the mizbeach. The stomachs of the animals had a lot of waste in there, and therefore they wanted to take them into a different room and rinse them out, not to dirty the other parts of the korbanot. The other innards, which were not as dirty, were rinsed on tables in the courtyard, the marble tables, as we discussed. Umisham misiba ola legag beta parva. From inside the room of the rinsers, there was a spiral staircase that went up to the room of parva, where that mikveh was located. The stairs to the mikveh were not located in the parva itself, but they were in a different room, so that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't have to smell the bad smell coming from the room when he went up to the roof. The staircase was enclosed as well, so that people wouldn't see in the room of the rinsers, and they wouldn't be able to see the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, when he went up to dip in a mikveh.